I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Kinshasa, Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's the fall of 1974.
Muhammad Ali takes on George Foreman in a bid to regain his heavyweight crown in the fight billed as the Rumble in the Jungle.
The fight was certainly treated as epic at the time, but in the years since, it's come to be seen as downright historic. Muhammad Ali's robe is at the Smithsonian in Washington. There have been books and two films, including the 1996 Academy Award-winning documentary, When We Were Kings. Back in 1974, the Rumble in the Jungle was scheduled for a September date, but had to be postponed by a month. A three-day music festival that was supposed to coincide with the fight couldn't be rescheduled, so it went ahead as planned, and that festival has taken on a life of its own, becoming the focus of a great documentary a few years ago called Soul Power.
This man will freeze your knees, if you will. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul, Soul Brother Number One, James Brown!
Soul Power focused on the American soul and Latin artists who played the gig in Kinshasa.
We had this incredible array of who's who in Black American music at the time.
That's American music producer Stuart Levine. He organized the American acts for the music festival. Along with James Brown, there was also B.B. King, The Spinners, Bill Withers, The Fania All-Stars. Soul Power is a wonderful trip back in musical time, but noticeably absent from the doc, the African artists, Taboulay Rochereau, Franco and the Teapot Jazz Ensemble, Miriam Makeba, musicians super well known on the continent, less so here, until this year. A few months ago, a double CD came out that highlights these artists. It's called Zaire 74.
Kinshasa oyo, etona na makamboe. Mobali oyo na tiaki motema poto vanda. Ame misienga, mokumba pe alimweyeo. Mama, Galia, namuna kanio. Galia, namuna kanio.
So, Stuart, how much of this project, this release of this two-CD set, Zaire 74, The African Artist, how much of it is kind of an intentional righting a wrong and reminding people that there were also some great African artists who performed?
Well, you hit it right on the head, Marco. It was us waking up to what we had not really fulfilled, which was to at least have this music heard. And it is very much an example of what was missed during those years. You know, just unawareness by all audiences toward this music. So I think it's well put to say it's the righting of a wrong. It's us righting our wrong, and also the audience being able to hear just how staggeringly great these performers were, particularly on that night.
That's one of Miriam Makeba's performances. Hugh Masekela was Stuart Levine's counterpart in Africa, curating the African acts for the festival. Now keep in mind, these recordings for Zaire 74 were made live, with no chance to have any second takes. Masekela hadn't even heard these tapes since the 70s.
Listening to Zaire 74, we were blown away because we didn't know 40 years later how dynamic the music was and how different it was from the regular music that people expected, especially from Congolese artists, or that they were familiar with, you know, because these people really prepared for the festival, and like the excellence of their performances, I think, like, testifies to that.
Who was the African artist that you didn't know that well who really blew you away with their talent at the time?
I had lived in Africa. There was nobody I didn't know, really.
You had already had a couple of hits in 1974 here in the States. Why didn't you play at the concert? You seem like you would have been the perfect kind of artist.
Well, putting together a festival like that was a seven-month job that, like, Stuart Levine and myself and our team had to put together. And, like, to put together a festival that far away from the States was a double job.
So there was When We Were Kings, not to mention Soul Power. A third film focusing on the African musicians could be well received, but will it get made?
I don't think so. Our feeling about this is there have been two films about this subject.
Producer Stuart Levine again.
There isn't enough suitable footage to, or real interest, to be honest with you, to do a third one. The idea is, I don't know, if you close your eyes and listen to this music, I think you end up there, you know. If you close your eyes, you're in Zaire, because the energy, the enthusiasm of the audience and the performers, and more than the audience even, this was the biggest moment in their lives. Here they were in their hometown on a stage in front of 60,000 people, when maybe the largest audience any of them ever played for was 1,000 people. That fabulous sound system, and they were able to tear it up. And they also were, after showing the American artists that they could take care of business, you know, there was a certain kind of competitive spirit, I think, that had something to do with the fight. But also, you know, as quiet as this kept, great musicians love to cut one another, you know. Franco went on and he tore it up, and afterward B.B. King said to me, "I ain't following that, man." Really, I ain't going up there, you know. The African audiences, the Congolese audiences, they were, as much as they were dancing to James Brown, they were grooving to Franco and OK Jazz, you know. It was fantastic for them. So they played at the height of their powers.
Franco and T-Pac Jazz live on stage in Kinshasa in 1974. They were, as Levine said, at the height of their powers. So I get what B.B. King was feeling. They were a very tough act to follow. Music from the late Franco Luambo and the T-Pac Jazz from the new release Zaire 74, The African Artists, the musicians who played the music festival for the big fight between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. Ali won that rumble in the jungle, by the way, knocking out Foreman in the eighth round. The show's technical knockout is our clock, and our clock says it's time to go. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. You all have yourselves a great weekend. Mambo.